Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Humboldt State University has suspended the men's varsity soccer team for a year following an investigation into a hazing incident that took place at a party 2 weeks ago. President Roland Richman announced the decision earlier this afternoon. The reaction from the HSU administration has been swift and sure. President Richman said in a statement, and I quote, "It is vital that our student athletes and our entire campus community understand the seriousness of the situation. Hazing is illegal, and it's prohibited by the student and student-athlete code of conduct. It has no place at our university," unquote. The school investigation into the hazing found that excessive alcohol consumption was involved and that underage students were involved as well. Although no student needed medical treatment, players were found to have violated the school's code of conduct as well as the law. And both the HSU Police Department and the Arcata Police Department were involved in the investigation, although no charges have been filed. HSU will also implement a mandatory and random drug and alcohol testing system for its athletes and expand its program on educating students about the hazards of hazing. The men's soccer team isn't the only HSU athletic squad involved. The school is also investigating the women's soccer team for the same offenses: hazing, excessive alcohol use, and underage drinking. The investigation is tied to the same one that led to the suspension of the men's team, and punishments could range from warnings to expulsion. No member of the men's team was suspended or expelled from school, and there were also no losses of scholarship for the athletes. Athletic Director Dan Collins said that the school won't tolerate these incidents. "We just cannot have this sort of thing happening. It's dangerous and it's unacceptable. I've made it clear to the coaches and players I've talked to, and I'll continue to make that point throughout the year, and we won't accept excuses," unquote. The County Drug Task Force was contacted by the State Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement yesterday regarding a marijuana investigation. State agents had served a search warrant at a property in Indian Creek near Weaverville and found an outdoor marijuana grow with more than 1,000 plants. State agents arrested two men, Don Bugger and Brian Robelin, for cultivation and possession, and that led investigators to Robelin's father and the owner of the property, John Robelin. County Drug Task Force agents, along with sheriff's deputies, were sent to serve a search warrant at a Dinsmore property owned by John Robelin, a property that was under active surveillance by state narcotics agents. As the task force was on its way, the surveillance team reported that John Robelin had left the Dinsmore property and was headed westbound on Highway 36. Robelin ignored state agents as they attempted to pull him over, but he finally stopped when sheriff's deputies turned on sirens and lights. A search of Robelin's truck and trailer revealed more than 300 growing marijuana plants still in the pots, and a search of his property turned up processed weed and more plants. John Robelin was arrested and charged with possession and cultivation and booked into jail. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw this switch here and put... No, wait. Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical stuff. Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7, 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Board of Supervisors heard a sobering and eye-opening report from Tony LaBanca, a senior environmental scientist for the Department of Fish and Game, at today's meeting. LaBanca's presentation highlighted the heavy environmental damage done to the local ecosystem by both legal and illegal marijuana grows. LaBanca pointed out the water diversion used by growers and the impact that has on fish stocks, water quality, and erosion. He also pointed out the vast amounts of water that are diverted each year to water those marijuana gardens. LaBanca focused on the clear-cutting of patches of forest, illegal grading, and poorly engineered water storage, and the damage done to plants and animals at the grow sites. The California Highway Patrol and the County Coroner's Office were on scene of a deadly single-vehicle collision last night on Bald Hills Road. A pickup truck driven by 24-year-old Lila Carlson, along with passenger Cassandra Perry, 17, both of Hoopa, left the roadway and tumbled 400 feet down an embankment before coming to rest in very rugged terrain. Both women were ejected from the vehicle during the collision and suffered fatal injuries. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. and the CHP is investigating a suspected felony DUI incident that sent three people to the hospital and that resulted in the arrest of 36-year-old Jared Sosher of Willits. Sosher was driving northbound on Highway 101 in northern Mendocino when he lost control of his vehicle, crossed the double yellow line, and sideswiped a southbound car containing three teenagers. The three teenagers were all taken to the hospital for treatment of minor to moderate injuries, and Sosher was airlifted to Santa Rosa. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.